Hoot! 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 Hoot!
Holy shit, here we go. I've almost forgotten how to do this, how to be a broadcast journalist that I am, just like Rocky said when I said I'm getting out of the wrestling business. I'm getting out. I need to take some time in July when my contract with Impact ends. We're just putting this out there already live. So when my contract is up, I got to just go away for a long time. I can't handle wrestling anymore. I can't handle taking bumps.
Are you
bumps.
That rich?
That's exactly.
I said, guess I can't back on the pod.
I don't want to take bumps. Exactly. I don't want to take bumps anymore. And Rock goes, you ain't that rich, dog. And I was like, man, you don't know. You don't even know what
hold
my
on,
finances
not
are like,
sound
motherfucker.
Like Tama Tonga,
here we go. Talking shop. What week is it? I don't know. Listen, we've been busy. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for that because other people are busy. But I got to let me explain something. Unlike other podcasters or whatever, well, we'll speak for ourselves. We're a little too busy for it right now. It's driving us nuts. It is. It's too hard to do it. And when I say that, it's like we figured out a time today to do it at 2 o'clock. I was hungry, bitching and complaining every time I talk about it. It's not, we want to do it. We're just trying to have fun doing it. We're just trying to explain why it doesn't always get all the way completely done. Like today we had it planned for 2 p.m., but then, fuck, I had so much kid stuff to do, and then Gallows is going to a signing in Atlanta, and he's getting all checked in. And then finally, today, the return. This is a big one, because he's been just getting buried weekly for a little while on Talking Shop, and I know, thankfully, he doesn't listen. So that's the only way we're still friends, that he doesn't listen to Talking Shop.
Because I haven't listened to Talking Shop in fucking 6 months.
Don't worry. You're like a lot of fans recently.
Actually, our numbers are good.
Our numbers are okay. Well, they used to be a lot better. We're going to ramp them right back up now. Talking Shop, the Machine Gun is here. Rocky Romero is here, and we are blessed with Rock. Do you want to introduce exactly who he is? Because I mean, he might not make the pod.
If we leave it up to Emilio, he'll fucking definitely cut him out. But yeah, so he's co-host.
We shouldn't say that because now he really will.
he's one half of the co-host of Heels and Quads podcast, which we have all been on. Promoting Taco Chapa Mania and other stuff. He's also the guy who heads out our Patreon, especially the most important tier, the famous Hoot tier. He hosts tons of watch-alongs all throughout the week. Well, not
he
tons, but at least
us,
one yeah. one weekly Dynamite one, sometimes a Rampage one. At least one. And when the good brothers are doing something cool, he always hosts, you know, the Impact or Impact Plus shows. And every once in a while, New Japan Strong.
Are you going to announce his name or are you going to
talk
about
him? His name is Tommy Effin Walters.
Wow. Wow. What an intro.
And we'd like him to make the pod for the, we don't know that he will.
Emilio.
Final
say
goes.
If you can find it in your heart. Please,
I'm not trying to take your job. I promise.
No,
I don't want that pressure.
I think at this point, Emilio would probably hand it over and throw it at us and say, "Fuck you guys, I'm done."
I feel like
I got time, Emilio. If you don't, yeah.
I feel like every time Emilio's probably about to just give up on the pod, then that's when he actually gets paid and he goes, "Fuck, I guess I'll do this for another 3 weeks or so."
Yeah, or right when we give Emilio just a little like what we know we can fully be. We do it for 2 or 3 weeks of what, and we exceed his expectations, and he goes, "Fuck, these guys are good." And then we disappear on him for a month, and he goes, "God damn it!" Then he gets mad, and then he goes to us. But I saw that Emilio is in the airport, and he's flying somewhere. He added a couple. Who did he add? He added a couple of people. I saw Jeff Jones was added. Mm-hmm. Somebody else. I can't remember who the other two.
Where's
were.
Where's he going?
I don't know. What's he
MLW?
Up to?
He, make of town? He does MLW a lot now, I know.
He does work for MLW. So Court pays him.
Good.
Court paying
court
up.
Court needs to pay him.
Who doesn't pay Emilio, though? That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm starting to figure out. Emilio's got it. Balls deep. So let's explain who Emilio is, right? He's our editor, just in case if you've taken it, you know, if we haven't spoke about him in a couple of weeks or whatever. He's our editor. He takes all our shit and cleans it all up, makes us sound crispy and tight, and he's a great dude. He's our friend, and you know when you're not
long,
on the show.
Shaky hair.
Yeah, he looks beautiful. He's a beautiful man. He's a single man.
Italian.
Had tons of girlfriends. Went through a. You know, when you're not here, you have to be talked about for fuck's
right.
sakes. You know.
Oh yeah, went through. But Tinder yeah. like a maniac.
Tinder yeah. like a maniac. He went. He abstained. Is that what the word?
Celibate.
Yeah, he practiced celibacy for a while, and we asked about that, and it was interesting to hear about his, when he finally did climax, he said it was pretty intense. It was like a, it's like an insane climax.
What the fuck is this podcast?
Did exactly. He hit the ceiling is what I want to know.
Yeah, I think he hit the ceiling. That would, anyways, but Emilio, Moxley's wife. What's her real name? Paquette? Is that how you say it?
Paquette.
Mm-hmm. Sessions with it. What's it called? What's her thing called?
Is it oral session or just
oral? Sessions? Oral sessions. Yeah, yeah.
See, with us, you say that, and you even said it, and you felt bad like you were saying something like, filthy.
Shit, about to get fucking that cut for sure.
But Emilio's not here. That's what he is. I think he works for MLW. He's got his hand in a lot of different podcasts, and so he's been busy. We're all been busy, but we miss Emilio. We hope you come back soon. But Tommy's going to help us out with this one. And Tommy does a lot with our, like you said, with our Patreon. And it's patreon.com/talkingshop, where you do get a lot of fun shit when we finally, you know, when we do it.
Keep it running while you guys are gone. Right, while you guys are on the road being busy, I'm sitting at home pounding beers with the Patreon.
So many beers.
But we need to get now that we have Rocky on here. I've got to ask you, but you know how long you've been missing from this fucking thing from your own podcast?
At least three months.
So it's almost like starting over with your story. Where the fuck have you been? You know, how did you get hooked up with AEW? That's what people kind of want to hear about.
Tony Khan called me and said, "Hey, you want to come do
name
AEW?"
Drop.
Yeah. You want to come to AEW, basically? No, and then that. The
well, that's
Bucks
what happened, me. Right? And then so then New Japan and Tony made a deal, and then you showed up, and then now it's really strange because now you're starting to get a little famous.
No, all the boys hate me.
I don't like all this though, because usually when we go, like we're the only ones that get recognized. But now you might. Now you might.
I've had more AEW TV time than you guys.
Hold on, I'll pipe it down for a couple seconds here. We were still there for 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
I make fun of it.
That was during the
pandemic. I have to laugh at you, though. This is, you should be able to.
I've been in all the big arenas, you know?
It was still on television. It doesn't matter where it was at.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
I'm making the towns.
So I say this.
Jacksonville.
No, exactly. And I miss those.
I miss Jacksonville.
I miss that Jacksonville Marriott so motherfucking bad.
The fourth floor.
I say this. Yes, you had more quality matches in AEW. So let's compare our runs.
Okay.
So you had good. More quality
we
matches.
We have Tommy to decide who's had the better run this.
You've had a lot more quality match, better
I'll be
quality
unbiased.
Matches. You did you'd had So how many matches did you how many so, you, okay. you definitely say you did 3 months of AEW, right?
I'll tell you the matches, all the matches I've done. In Jacksonville, okay. I was against JD Drake on Dark. I won.
Yes.
And then I did some run-ins and did some help or something like with accompanied like Ishii out, I think, and some other stuff. But then I wrestled Brian Danielson, took him to the limit.
And that was in front of a crowd.
Good rating, that one, too, from Rocky Romero, somehow.
Okay. It's very
Every
good
time continue. I'm on, for some reason, there's good ratings.
Hold on. He said good
I
rating
I don't know
Rocky
why.
Rocky Romero, I have to say.
I don't know why.
Hey, no
just
problem.
I'm just stating facts, bro.
Hey, exactly. A number came back after we main invented, and we said it in a promo, we said the actual number. The very next week.
Oh,
so
sure.
Trust me, I know what it's like. I said the number out loud.
Did it feel good?
It felt great. You can still see that promo. That's where I asked Stinger to two sweep me. I think the number was like 870 or something, for example. And that was high at that point or whatever.
Yeah.
But good. NXT's number was like 540 or something. And I said like, hey, how about that number, boys? 860. And Gallows goes to a measly 540 or whatever it was. The Good Brothers causing drama. Couple of assholes. What are we talking about? Some AEW
anyway.
NXT war. Yeah.
Anyway, right, I wrestled the Bucks a couple times, or I was going to wrestle. Well, so this is what actually happened. I was going to wrestle the Bucks and I did this promo and it was in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And then a day later I got COVID and then I had to sit in a hotel for 5 days. Do you remember this now?
I think we actually did a talking shop, didn't we? That might've been one of your last ones. Or maybe we spoke.
I think we were just texting about COVID, but we should have put it on talking
show. No, I was telling you what the machine gun COVID protocols are.
Oh, right.
Where you wake up and you sweat and then you get really drunk. And then you get so hungover, you think it's the hangover, not the COVID that's hitting you.
Exactly.
And then you sweat again somehow and then you get drunk again and then you're hungover.
You guys told me to get drunk every day. Yeah. I didn't get drunk once, but I told you guys that I got drunk. Because
you lied to the boy. Yeah, so we'd leave you alone?
Yeah, basically.
With us, though, if you don't get drunk, it's not like we understand when brothers need a break. I've been texting with Moxley, and I'm glad he's got his life together. It looks amazing.
Yeah,
and like we cracked a couple of jokes, and I mean, this is personal stuff, but I said, Mox, listen, if anybody, brothers like us, clean our lives up, we've earned it. Like, it's 100%. Okay. Like, it's guys.
Haven't I earned it? That's the MVP line.
Hey, haven't I earned it, P? I was drinking. Hey, I sent a picture to MVP one time drinking a Bailey's. Like, oh, this is like 10 years ago. And MVP goes, Bailey's? The fuck, bro? And I went, man, dog, haven't I earned it? Because he's watched me just, you know, he's watched me just drink so many beers, like thousands.
Yeah, thousands of
beers. And he said, touche, bro. You have, yeah. Go ahead. Have your Bailey's. But get back to a nice cold beer. All right, Rock, the reason I keep cutting you off and talking about other stuff, I think you had a better run than us, although shorter.
In-ring quality of run, maybe. But you guys had more TV time.
I have to say this, though.
Get some good rating.
You have to value our AEW run because we didn't have to do a whole lot. Our role didn't dignify us to have to do a match every single week. And, you know, we weren't in there pitching for matches every single week either. That's why I think we win. Because
that's true. That's a good point.
I guess there's ways to...
I think it's changed probably a little bit, too, since you guys have been there, I'm sure.
It's very different. It's like, you know, since we did come back... You know, I did have to have a match with Moxley, you know? Like,
oh, dude, that match was good. That was a... That's... We could add that into the run. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was an over a million, too. I mean...
At least we're both better than Gallows, I think, when it comes to the run.
But with that said, that's where Gallows wins because he got paid the same as me and didn't have to do as much.
Yeah, that's true. And knowing you guys, you probably got fucking paid way more than I did. So there you go. Anyway. Well,
sadly, you've had to deal with that part too, which might be why we're not very good friends anymore, I've noticed.
You know what I want to talk about? We got to talk about the elephant in the room. Because last Saturday, I don't think you guys have had a chance to talk about this, and correct me if I'm wrong.
No, we have not.
Have we talked about, you guys haven't talked on the podcast about what happened, what transpired last Saturday. Talk about ratings and talk about moving the needle. The Bullet Club is back.
And now that we're all about numbers, I did hear about some pretty good numbers. Some chatter for Saturday, for last Saturday, and we'll just go ahead and take that one. We'll take those numbers. We'll accept
it. We'll take it from Chief.
And that's because of the Bullet Club. Come on. People wanted to see Tama and T versus the Good Brothers. But yeah, we're back in the Bullet Club now, which is a nice thing because now we'll be able to get Jay White on the pod and he'll do it for us. Bullet Club's got this weird feel to it. We invented it in 2013 and had this weird, cool thing, and it was never on TV. But all of a sudden, people started wearing the T-shirts all over. We'd see it on SmackDown, right? Or Raw or TNA TV or NXT. You'd see Bullet Club shirts. Bullet Club never really got a chance to be on, like, real American television until recently. There's a good chance for the next 6 months to see what Bullet Club can really... truthfully turn into and to see it on a main stage and have fun with it. And let's never forget the Young Bucks were a very, very, very prominent, besides the original four, they were the next crew in there besides like a couple of Terry Blaze in there that was thrown in, right?
Yeah.
Like the actual El Terry Blaze. He's my buddy. I mean, but people forget.
Nobody knows who you're talking about.
Exactly. Does no one know who El Terry Blaze is? Does he still work? Is CMLL still wrestling? Is there people there?
I mean,
CMLL is
still around. I think they're hurting because of the pandemic. But yeah, I believe El Terrible is still around in some form. He might come out of the retirement or wherever he's at and come rejoin the Bullet Club too.
I think people forget he was like the original fifth. I don't think people forget. Everyone forgets that he was like the fifth one. I forget it until right now when I said it.
Like the Bullet Club obviously did all those mega huge things, you know, Hot Topic, you know, we're selling, you know, so many fucking shirts and et cetera, without like a real national TV program behind it. But like in this kind of what's going on now, and we kind of don't know exactly where it's going to end up, but like Jay being in AEW right now, being in New Japan and being an Impact, Good Brothers joining it because also the Good Brothers pre-WWE, weren't as big as they, you know, you didn't have the platform. You went to WWE, you got that platform, and, you know, now you have millions of people who know who you guys are. You know, it's a big fucking deal. And now to see where it could go is kind of interesting, I think, you know?
It's interesting. Like, you know, I think you look back sometimes, you can look back and say, oh, it's this, oh no, they're going back to the same storyline or something. But I look at it like this. I think anybody that's been a fan of us or followed us, people have always looked at us as the Bullet Club, even though we've had a little, I think we've always kept the Bullet Club pretty much, you know, in our hearts. We're never kicked out of the Bullet Club either, which is a way to look at it. And it's just kind of like just reuniting with our, and people don't know the story between, you know, us and Jay either. That he was the, you know, young boy when I was there, and you know, I watched him come up, and now he's a superstar. At least we're going to get him, hopefully help him even cross a different threshold of superstardom, which I think he clearly has the ability to do.
You guys definitely bring that more mainstream crowd, you know, to it. So like, I feel like, yeah, people who don't know who Jay White is, they're going to definitely know, you know, because of you guys, I think, you know, just being rubbing shoulders with you guys.
And you can't forget too, we weren't ever kicked out of the Elite either. So like, you know, we are still in the Elite and we're in the Bullet Club. And that's what, when we're in the Elite and Tama lost his mind, you know, what are y'all doing, man? Shit. I said, relax, Tama, go stay in Japan till Christmas. Chill out.
You didn't talk to Tama for 6 months.
I couldn't. Fuck it. Now I had to whoop his ass, though. I got to say something, though. So so we don't break too much kayfabe here. Man, me and Tama had a nice slap back and forth. Whew, he slapped a little too hard at my mother. Jaw hurts a little bit. Jaw hurts a little bit too much. Rock, what's going on for the future here? I have to take Cruz to baseball.
So, yeah, March 20th. St. Petersburg, Tampa, Florida, New Japan Strong. We're going to be taping there April 1st. We're at WrestleCon during Mania Weekend, Lone Star Shootout. I think it's going to be on iPay-per-view and Fight TV as well.
You're in St. Pete, March 20th?
You want to come out? Hang out?
I got to see if I'm home or not. I just saw my schedule. I don't know.
If you're home, come hang out or we'll come to you.
We'll figure it out. Is there Japanese boys there?
Not so far. Some of the young guys. What else we got? April 10th, just announced for Los Angeles, New Japan Strong Mutiny right here in Hollywood. And then April 16th in Chicago for the first time ever, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Windy City Riot. It'll also be on Fight TV and NJPWWorld.com. Those are the big stuff that I got coming up.
The busy office, man. I needed to get this quick one in because even though we figured out the timing for we could do this, I have to run to baseball now. It's my wife's birthday and she's gone.
Oh, shit.
She went out for the birthday.
Smart.
Nice. With her friends.
Get away from
and then
you guys.
My mom's home. So she's going to watch the older kids. And I got to take the 7-year-old to baseball, which is fine with me. But
yeah, that's fun.
That's kind of our life.
That's fun.
Thanks for coming in, Rock.
Baseball. Yeah.
Tommy, thanks for hanging out with us.
I could be here. I could not. You know, it all depends.
Well, Tommy, but Emilio, if you leave Tommy in, great. Emilio, you're the greatest. So. Yeah. We love you too, Emilio. Can't wait. Be safe flying. Rock, love you, buddy. Thank you, Tommy. All right. We appreciate you very much.
See you, Hoot.
All right. See you, babes.